We've talked about view components before, but sometimes you might want to share these between different web applications. Let's mash on that.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the ASP.NET Monsters. In today's episode, we're going to take a look at making all of those fabulous view components that we've already built reusable across a bunch of different projects. Take us away.
All right. So I have a very simple application here, as we always do. And what I've done is just created a separate class library here. I just called it view component library, where I'm going to put my view components and then just reference that from my web app in a way that then we can reference it from any web application if we wanted to. Inside the view component library, it's the same kind of structure that we would have inside if we were putting the view component directly in our app. I did a view components folder and a simple view component. I actually called it simple view component class. It just has an invoke method. All it's doing is passing a number into passing a number along to the view as my model, just for demonstration purposes. And one thing I did do a little bit differently is that I kind of namespaced the name of my view component. So if I commented this out by convention, the view component, the name would be simple. But if we're sharing this across different web applications, we run the risk of there being naming collisions then. Maybe there's another view component named simple somewhere else. So just an idea I had was to specify the name using the view component attribute here and kind of prefix it with the name of my class library. Not sure if that's a great idea yet, but it would at least avoid the potential of having that naming collision.
Seems legit.
The views we do in the same way. There's a view directory, and then under shared components, then the name of the view component, which I thought this was a little bit odd. And maybe it's because I had a dot in my view component name. But the name of this folder, it only works if I did it as simple. It doesn't work if I do view component library.simple. I don't know why. And this is my razor file. So my model is just an integer. And I'm displaying that value and just saying hello from external view component. So the only other trick on the class library side is that we need to store these as embedded resources, or build them as embedded resources, because we can't just have it be file-based. It has to be somewhere inside the DLL that gets compiled. So to do that right now, and I guess this will be changing when we move back to CS proj files soon, but there's these build options, and we tell it that we want to embed everything, basically any CSHTML file inside the views folder. Which is kind of nice. I hope it's that easy when we move to CS proj still.
I didn't realize that worked, but that's really nice because I often break something because I forget to kind of like right click and change something to be included in the project.
Yep, that's happened to me a lot. To the point where I had to write like custom MS build tasks that would go and check to make sure because it was breaking too often. Okay, now in our web application, we just add a reference like we normally would to our class library. So there's my reference to the view component library. And, oh, to back up a sec, I guess the other thing I needed to do here was I reference MVC, obviously. We need the MVC package in the class library. So that's where view components live. And also needed the Razor tooling. Without the Razor tooling, none of the IntelliSense works in the CSHTML file, which is kind of interesting. Back in the day, that used to be just part of Visual Studio, and it would kind of recognize that it was a CSHTML file. And now that tooling doesn't work unless you add the reference to the tooling packages here. Okay. Now, under startup, and this is where it gets a little interesting, under the configure method, configure services. We need to get a reference to the assembly, first of all, that where these view components live. So I did that just doing, I did a type of my simple view component, get type info, and then dot assembly. That gives me the assembly. And then we create an embedded file provider for that assembly. So we pass in the assembly and the base namespace. So it will find any embedded files in there, and we're going to pass that over to Razor. So that we have this option here to configure the Razor view engine. So under options, we have a list of file providers, and we can add this embedded file provider. So now when it's looking for view files, it doesn't just look for the files that are on disk or compiled in my current assembly like it normally would. It also looks for anything in this assembly under this namespace. We can just take a look at this so you kind of see where those embedded resources are. And then we'll just make sure that it actually works.
This actually feels like a lot less wiring than it used to be to get the embedded views and pre-compiled views. So I'm actually, even though there's a little bit of syntax sugarness needing to go on here, this is still simpler than the previous version of MVC.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm hoping to take this a step further in the next week or so when I have some time to do more of like a plugin type framework where it would just find assemblies on disk, load them, load up file providers, and then you could do sort of a plugin framework using view components.
Now, this also seems like a kind of thing that you could probably write in some extension methods, just to services dot add external components or something like that, and then pass in a couple of options that would do the rest of this wiring for you.
That's true.
Yeah, that extension method could even be defined in the library itself.
It could be, yeah.
Exactly.
Just did a get manifest resource names here just to show. So there's the name of my embedded resource. It's actually there, the view that we embedded. Had to do that for debugging. There is, I think, a bit of a bug with compilation still where it doesn't always regenerate that portion of your DLL. Sometimes you have to do a clean and a force rebuild to actually get it. Even though you changed one of your resource files, it doesn't rebuild that part of the assembly. And we'll just run this through and we can see our app running. Hello from an external view component, your number is 6, which I called, you called. The way you call this is no different than any other view component now that it's all wired up. We do async component.invoke async. Name of the component, the full namespace name, and a number that you pass in.
That's and it. Of course, you had the plus one in there in the code, so it just took the 5, added the 1, gave us the 6 in the view.
Yep.
I can confirm that the math is right there. 5 plus Excellent. 1 is indeed 6.
Thank you.
I don't see a unit test for that though. Could we see a unit test?
I tested it with a spreadsheet, so I think.
and technically it looks like you have business logic in your view component. Can we get that externalized so we can unit test it separately?
That is a good point though. I mean, it could easily be unit tested and even a little bit easier now because you can create a unit test project that was just for those view components. So.
Sure. And I mean, if you really wanted to start to push it, we could start talking about things like having, service injection in the view and whatnot, right? Yeah. So there's that externalizes any of the business logic. And then all you're doing in those views, because the view components are just the Razor files, then you could, I imagine the service injection still works the same. So you can do all of your dependencies with the DI framework and all those things, and away we go. Oh, you got a tag helper going here too?
I was just gonna, just for those who are curious, I think we mentioned before how they wanna make it so that instead of doing this invoke async thing, that you would invoke them this way.
Okay.
You would have the option to invoke them this way. And I think I did see that they're actually working on that now. So we might see that in the next version.
So this isn't current.
Not yet, no.
No. But that would be much nicer, boy.
It's coming. In before it was just an idea, and now I think they're actually working on it. So that's kind of cool to see.
Awesome.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Dave.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for joining us again here on the ESPNet Monsters. Remember to like, comment, share, and send us an email with your comments or questions.
Thanks, everyone.
Cheers.
Bye.